Yo, check this out. Hard Knock Radio coming at you, bringing the noise. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, news, views, and hip-hop.
And I am Elizabeth Richardson Marquez here with Hard Knock Radio. Oh, and you are?
I'm Yuri Kochiyama with Hard Knock Radio.
This is Dolores Huerta, and this is Hard Knock Radio.
You know you're dealing with the black terror, flesh Darth Vader. Only bite my tongue when I rock the crossfader. This is the grand verbalizer, Funky Lesson, Brother J of the X-Clan. Give him big up and respect to Hard Knock Radio.
Davey D hanging out with you, Hard Knock Radio. A lot of eyes are on Sanford, Florida, as the opening arguments for the George Zimmerman trial has begun, and it's been quite an eventful day. Hard to keep up, but we wanted to check in with somebody who is officially one of the correspondents covering this trial. We know is Dr. Goddess, or better known as Kimberly Ellis or Shonda Rhimes. She's with the Ask a Sister Collective, and she's also the official correspondent for Sirius XM regarding this. Today's trial, how have you seen this unfold? What were some of the highlights for you regarding the opening discussions and some of the early witnesses presented by George Zimmerman's attorney, Mr. O'Mara?
Well, greetings, everybody. Thanks so much for having me on, Davey D. It's a pleasure. You know, this trial, you know, this is George Zimmerman's trial of the murder of Trayvon Martin. As everybody knows, Zimmerman is claiming defense. Initially, they tried to push for stand your ground. They fell back on that because stand your ground requires even more evidence, actually. And as you all know, prosecution in the state of Florida is saying that George Zimmerman murdered Trayvon Martin, and they're charging manslaughter. And the opening has been very interesting. We went through, you know, 2.5 weeks of jury selection. We're down to, you know, the jury is 10 people, 6 jurors, 4 alternates. Of the 6 jurors, 5 of them are white women. Two of the white women are persons that the state tried to strike but could not. And the 6th juror is actually an Afro-Latina. So it'll be interesting, to say the least. Today was more than interesting because it was opening statements. The prosecution did an excellent job beginning with state of mind. The attorney literally said good morning and went right into the 2 damning statements from George Zimmerman, which is, fucking punks, and they always get away. Those 2 are extremely important because it doesn't matter. Like, I don't, you know, we know that Trayvon is a black boy, but outside of that, it, you know, somebody doesn't have to use the N-word to virtually profile someone or to even be a racist. So, you know, we don't need to press that he said something different than what he said. Fucking punks and they always get away is enough, because George Zimmerman wanted to prove that he was going to be the one to make sure that, quote-unquote, they don't always get away. Right. So it was great for the prosecution to start, because that is evidence, and those are George Zimmerman's words. And I believe at the end of the day, it's going to be George Zimmerman that is going to bury George Zimmerman, because he's a liar. He has repeatedly lied and told contradictory stories that simply could not happen, and he told them 4 different ways, 4 different times. And that alone is going to be his downfall. And that's if the jury does not fall for, you know, the big black boogeyman that they're trying to paint, that they will eventually try to paint Trayvon to be.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. It seems like, from what I was reading, is that one of the strategies from the Zimmerman camp is to muddy the waters and create enough confusion that it winds up in a hung jury. And if it's a hung jury, then we essentially have Zimmerman walking, just like we saw was the case with Ayanna Stanley, the 7-year-old who was murdered by a police officer in Detroit. Hung jury means a victory for them. Is that the sense that you're getting, that they're trying to move the trial in such a way that it results in that?
The defense more than anything wants an acquittal. You know, they don't want to have to go to this again. A hung jury does not mean a victory unless the state decides not to continue to prosecute. And that's the same with Officer Weekly's trial and Anna Jones' murder. It'll be the same here. A hung jury isn't a hung jury. It just means you have to start over again, and perhaps you have to find a different way to present your evidence. It also means a different judge. For example, in this case, Judge Nelson voted that any testimony, any expert audio testimony that says that it was definitely Trayvon Martin would not be included. With a new judge, it might be included. They might find a different way to present, you know, the information, so it depends. So don't think that a hung jury is disappointing, but it's not the end. So just be mindful of that. But what's interesting is that the defense, they know they don't have a good case. They, you know, but the difference is, you know, the burden of proof is on the prosecution. The defense, they don't really have a good case, but they will try to obfuscate and do all different types of trickery and stunts to create any level of a reasonable doubt. And one of the things they did today was to literally try to insert reasonable doubt and try the case immediately. Dawn West gave an approximately 3-hour opening statement. That is exceptionally rare.
Right.
That's a stunt. That's a game. That's like filibustering in the Senate. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And and included in that 3-hour opening statement, he did a knock-knock joke that fell flat.
Yes,
on
it did. Completely flat. Can you said, knock-knock, who's there? George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman who? You're on the jury. Like, you know, it, first of all, why are you telling jokes like this isn't a game? You see what I'm saying? So even if you wanted to, you know, it's true that attorneys, they try to, you know, warm themselves up to the jury. They don't want to be seen as being, you know, unfriendly or hostile and whatnot. But in order to appear unfriendly, you don't have to be unprofessional. You don't have to tell a joke. But, you know, but that is, that's really like the classlessness that exemplifies the Zimmerman family, exemplifies Mark O'Mara, you know, lying about the Trayvon Martin video on his phone, initially telling people that it was Trayvon Martin and his friends beating up a homeless man. You see, when that proves to be a lie, you know, with Trayvon just recording two homeless men fighting themselves. You know what I'm saying? And so, just, I mean, they have no class, and they'll continue to show that throughout this trial.
The other thing is that there was a motion to have Trayvon's father removed from the court, and he was accused of cursing at one of the defendant's witnesses. It kind of reminds me of what happened during the Oscar Grant trial when one of Oscar's friends was actually jailed for cursing in the courtroom. But here, it just remained as an accusation, and the judge overruled that. Is that what happened?
Absolutely, because, you know, Mark O'Mara, they brought it up today, but it actually, according to the witness, it did happen. It happened 2 weeks ago. This witness, he couldn't even come to court except for on Tuesday. And he said he couldn't even remember exactly if it was last Tuesday or the Tuesday before that. And then finally thought, okay, yeah, I think it's the Tuesday before that. So, I mean, they're just trying to pull all different types of stunts. But the fact of the matter is, the law is the law. The law says that the defendant's family is entitled to be in the court. The defendant's family is also entitled to be in court unless they're deposed as witnesses, and they are. Therefore, since they're witnesses, they can't be in the courtroom. Mark O'Mara, once again, they're not classy. They just keep trying all this trickery instead of just dealing straight up with the court.
So that kind of clarifies that. You know, as we close out, Dr. Goddess, one of the things that you pointed out over the weekend when you were here for Netroots was that this was going to be a trial very similar to the O.J. Simpson trial in terms of how it galvanizes and how it kind of redefines race relations for a particular generation. If you can put on your professor hat, because you are a professor and sociology background and all that, how does that play out in terms of, will this really have that sort of impact the way O.J. Simpson did?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a scholar of American and Africana studies and women's studies. And this case is racially polarizing, but it is also one that can awaken the sleeping activist generation who thinks that we live in a post-racial society. We do not live in a post-racial society. And at the same time, it's incumbent upon us as critical thinkers to look at the evidence and to weigh the evidence right. And I think that this is a great opportunity for young people in particular, and even those of us across ethnic lines. Like, let's all take a critical look at the evidence and see how race and racism and this commitment to white supremacy has tainted the jury process, tainted the courtroom, you know, has prejudge Trayvon to be a thug, and even in some cases prejudge George Zimmerman to be a racist. I mean, we have to look at the evidence as is. You know, there are a lot of white people that are very clear that George Zimmerman is guilty. There are some black people who are real confused and who might be inclined to think, yeah, maybe Trayvon was a thug. So it's really important for us to, we got to focus on the facts. Take a look at the evidence. The primary documents are there. I've been promoting this site called Axiom Amnesia, and I like them because they, you know, they're working for free. They're doing this hard work, black couple, and what they're doing is they're just putting up the primary documents. I need everybody to go there and focus on the primary documents, because you have blogs like the Conservative Treehouse that is, you know, purposely obfuscating, you know, twisting facts, messing people up. There is an entire George Zimmerman defense legal case, social media plan that they have been executing. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to really get heavy into the case and to combat their mythology online, and particularly through Twitter, because they, what's running is a campaign. And it's up to us to run a counter campaign for truth and justice. And justice for Trayvon, because he is the victim. And right. At the end of the day, it's a 17-year-old boy who is gone.
And what's the name of the site with it, when people can see the documents?
Axiom Amnesia, AXIOMAMNESIA.com.
Well, we appreciate it. And if we happen to have satellite radio, we can catch you on Mark Thompson's show on Sirius XM, where you're an official correspondent for that. And so we appreciate you taking time. We're going to let you go as court has just recessed, and it will begin tomorrow. We'll get some more coverage from down there. Dr. Goddess Kimberly Ellis, we appreciate you being on the show.
We'll never get out, chill, but we don't care. Keep my mind up there, high above all the noise and pollution. The shooting, the robbing, and looting in the mind. Prostitution got a problem, sucker, that y'all can't solve. Looking deep into my mirror, let the dark revolve. Like we in orbit on the dark side of the moon. I can't ignore it, the second coming probably soon. Every day as I lay, get in tune with the boom. The pain relief is to croon, trapped inside of my room. But my mind go free, so the galaxy bloom. Like my mama told me, pray the greatest to choose. Picture me rolling out, I'm holding. Take control of the script. Off my back, spread my wings. My spirit can live.
Our voice ring in the emptiness, the helpless moan of wings that will never spread. My song brings the evidence, allowing me to sing what was never said. Parrots look down on the pigeons who comb the streets for old trash to eat. But my head's up, I strut through this buzz. My beak doesn't repeat my master's speech. My feathers are your scholar's ink pen. They're how the natives decorate their big men. I represent strength and wisdom, and even you can see freedom ring when my wings spread. What is it about you that you have to capture? That which you cannot master. If you can't grasp it, you attack it, trap it, slam it in a cage and latch it. Every day that you hold me in bars is another day I can't teach your soul to soar. Here both of us are linked to the song, and when you hear a caged bird, sing along, sing along, sing along. Yeah.
Thank you.